All right, in a manhole, always a good one.
Where? A street manhole. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that.
Hey, you get extra credit for that one too.
What's the location? What's the street address?
It's in Brooklyn.
All right, and what's down there? What's down in there?
Right now it's not that bad, but I had to pump alcohol, and I had a dead rat floating on top once. Maggots, worms, roaches.
Maggots, there you get maggots. We have so many maggots on the line.
Maggots, worms, and roaches. So much fun.
It's good.
All right, thanks. Hold on, Joe. Let's go to Rick, also from New York. WNAW Rick. Hi, Rick. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Rick. What's going on?
Hi, Rick. Rick, where are you listening to the show?
In the back of my truck.
We need more than that.
What's that? Okay, well, Rick, I get to pick up and deliver from old folks' homes. Sheets, towels, everything just covered in human ass and major urine. Then we get to go, and then on top of that, I get to pick up dirty linens from restaurants covered in flies, maggots, and anything else you can think of that's disgusting.
There go the maggots.
Everybody loves the maggots.
So you run a linen delivery service, and you service nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you get to be 80, nothing works right.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Right. Hold on, Rick. Let's go to...
All right. I'm just going to put down linen delivery service with S and maggots.
Jerry.
Hey.
Jerry.
Hey, guys. I'm under a good humor truck.
Under a good humor truck.
I'm doing emergency repairs on the ice cream trucks because of the weather change here. And the only reason they have me laying in the gutter is because I already have hepatitis. While the homeless are urinating and defecating and vomiting... None of the other guys want to climb under the truck.
What? Wait a minute. You have hepatitis.
I have hepatitis C.
That's the bad kind,
that's
right?
That's the bad kind. I'm yellow.
How did you get to hepatitis C?
We don't want to go into that. That was something back in the 80s. God knows how I caught it.
Oh, and so you clean the bottom of Good Humor trucks?
No. I do repairs, like heavy-duty truck repairs.
Well, what the hell does it have to do with your hepatitis C?
Because I'm laying in the gut. You don't understand. South Bronx by Hunts Point.
No, I get
right up the block from us. The street cleaners empty their bowels basically into the street by the hydrants and the sewers. This stuff runs down the gutter, and God knows what's going on up there.
I know what this guy's talking about. So, and it makes sense that because the weather is warm, the ice cream trucks would be called out.
Right.
Oh, my God. We've got 15 lined up. I'm laying on a plastic seat, but it's not helping a lot.
You're laying in the gutter where people pee and poop.
Yeah.
And you have the gangster disease, hepatitis. See?
Well,
see. Yeah. Hepatitis. Well, where's Mike?
Yes.
Where's your crap detector now? See?
There's the burping guy.
Yeah.
Okay. He spins a good yarn, doesn't he?
He does. All right, we caught you the first.
He always throws in the hepatitis C type of stuff.
Hepatitis C, see?
Okay. Where's your crap detector now, see? I never get the burping guy.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
He's wily.
Yeah, I'm just doing a response to the where are you listening to the program today.
Yes, I am. Who is this, Kevin? Where are you calling from, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington today.
Tacoma, Washington.
Doing a 6-hour physical count on vehicles, rolling by on the highway in front of me. And, you know, sometimes there's no bushes, no trees, no leaves, and, you know, you tied a good one on and you got all cramped up, you know. Wind up in a culvert squeaking one out sometimes. It's just not a pretty situation all the time.
No, not the guy. No,
that's a real dumb guy job.
Yeah,
counting cars.
Yeah, especially when you're doing it on your hands.
I'd like the stop slow guy.
Right.
You know, I swear to God, to this day, I still threaten my son with that. Like when he doesn't do his homework or something.
Right.
And we're out driving.
Right.
I'll say, you don't apply yourself in school. See that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Stop slow guy?
There's a worse job than the stop slow guy, though.
What's that?
They're in Manhattan, the guys that work those early morning parking garages.
Yeah.
You ever see those? The guys that are sitting with the flag, and they don't even look. They just sit there, and they twirl the flag. They twirl the flag, and I think they're told to just twirl the flag until their parking lot fills up. So they just sit there, even if you're not going to pull in there. And you ought to check that out.
Oh, no, I've seen
it. It's right on the way from our apartment down
the guy on 57th Street.
The guy just sits there. Just doing... You know, and it's almost... Because it's like he's not waving it. He's just like... It's like going in a total circle, and they're all over Manhattan.
No, you're right, because at least with the stop-slow guy...
There's something to do. There's a thought process.
When a car approaches, you have to... turn it to stop or to slow.
And what's amazing, I saw him one day. I was in back of a bus, and the bus was halfway up there. So he had no cars anywhere near the garage, and he was still sitting there. We're right next to the bus, just sucking bus fumes and twirling the sign.
Hello, Alex. Alex?
Alex, speak to us.
Alex from New York. Alex, where are you listening to the show today?
I'm in my garbage truck.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a city sanitation worker.
Ah, very good.
We love our sanitation workers.
You're a garbage man.
Yes, and your show's garbage. I went, hey, woo!
Oh, get out of here. That's my ass.
All right. See, now that's Jerry, the hepatitis C guy that caused that. It was a copycat.
All right, I think what? Where?
I give him a
phone. That was beautiful. Great call.
Boy, we got a lot of people.
You know what, Mike? I already know who I want to vote for.
All right.
I see we have more people on the line. But let's just deal with what we've had so far.
Well, you want to deal with the update of the recent calls?
Yeah. Who do you think are the best ones we've had?
Kyle is inside a tractor trailer filled with potatoes and maggots.
Right.
We have Tommy. He's delivering HIV-positive blood and cancerous tumors. I don't know. I guess he's delivering them to the lab for research.
Right.
We vetoed Chelsea, who was in a house covered with dog diarrhea. And we had Joe in Brooklyn in a manhole with maggots, worms, and roaches. And then we had Rick, who runs a linen delivery service for a nursing home and was complaining about the S-covered sheets.
Not to be confused.
There seems to be a common theme here.
Even in the first round.
Yeah, the first round where we had Scott, who works 4 hours a day in a 30 below zero freezer. That's where he was when he called us. Greg, who called us from a porta potty where he was cleaning the Spanish walls of Spanish poop. And Steve, who was another specimen deliverer, he delivers semen. George, who cleans the sewer with the chicken guts in it. And Matt, who cleans up horse poop.
All right.
Those are all of our contestants, Don.
I know who I'd like to vote for, and I don't want to influence anyone else. But I got to thank the... Hello, I'm here with your aides.
Yeah.
I've got to think that, for my money, the guy delivering AIDS and cancer.
I think you got to go with cancerous tumors and blood with HIV positive blood delivering that all day.
Buzz, what do you think?
That's my vote as well. Yeah. HIV and tumors.
Rotten. Yeah, you
can't argue with the heavy.
Between that and rotten potatoes.
Rotten potatoes was a close, very, very close second.
Tommy?
Yes.
Congratulations, Tommy. You have just won $500 American dollars.
Don and Mike, you guys rock.
That's for Tim. Thank you. Your $500 courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia. The best choice for movies, sports, and news. Over 250 channels available on the new Cox Digital Cable Service. Call Cox Cable. Stop it, Rob.
You guys rule. 378-3499
for information. Hello, this is Tommy.
Yeah.
I got your AIDS. we're just doing the doorbell thing. We just love
the doorbell.
We love the doorbell.
Hi, your tumors are here.
Hey, you want me to do it before you hit the doorbell?
Okay, all right.
Hi, this is Tommy from Alert. I got your specimen out here.
There you go. Way to go, Tommy.
They open the door with gloves and a mask on, no joke.
All right. Really? So when you come a calling, they come to the door with gloves and a mask?
Well, when I go to door, I generally have a mask and
he wears the mask.
Oh, you wear the mask. Okay.
Right, yeah. Oh, of course.
How about this? How about we can do the doorbell and you go, this is Tommy. Who ordered the AIDS?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is Tommy. Who ordered the AIDS?
Oh, God.
Do you get many tips?
Oh, hold on, my friend.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Enjoy your $500.
And for God's sake, don't spill anything.
That's how you play... Where are you listening to the show?
Fascinating. A lot of a biological theme today.
And also, a lot of those jobs, bad jobs to have, man.
Yeah, a lot of maggots, a lot of worms and roaches.
Christ, I'm thinking, if you're driving around with all that HIV blood and all that cancer stuff in your car, man, you better make sure that you've got a safety cushion around you.
I think what they do is they wrap it and they package that stuff very carefully. They're they call it medical waste or that kind of stuff. They're very careful with all that.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's wishful thinking on my part.
Right.
They probably just put it in a Ziploc bag.
Who ordered a large cheese pizza with AIDS?
Oh, God.
Oh, right here.
Man, it must have been that pothole I went through.
Man, oh, I know where. They put the smallpox in the glove compartment.
There you go. You said it would only be 30 minutes. Medical waste.
30 minutes or your AIDS are free. We will be back. So we'll be right here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFN, 202-422-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027.
Right.
They're ready to believe you.
We got some big money coming up today.
Pardon them for being human. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Next time you hear the Touchtones, the celebrity burp is worth $40,000.
What a windfall. You thought the big game was special.
$40,000.
Is that tax-free, Don?
Sure is, Mike. You name
no, it's
the celebrity burp.
Just in case. That would compound it.
You win the celebrity burp.
It never happened by a miracle.
You win $40,000.
Wow.
Coming up.
You'd have to write a check for like $20,000.
Don and Mike Show.
Tax-free.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I'm on a boat.
Great. I'm standing on a floor that's probably has some cheap third world carpeting over plywood
with wires underneath.
I'm a big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm on a boat. I'm at the last boat of the Volvo Ocean Race. It's coming into Baltimore. Are you familiar with it?
Now, is that a sailing race?
Yes, it is. So around the world. Sixth leg is finishing here in Baltimore today. It comes every 4 years around the world, and these boats come from all over the world. And I'm watching the last one. Four of them, there's a total of eight. And four came through last night because there wasn't much wind on the bay. And I just watched three more cruise under, and the fourth one's right here, 30 yards away from me. It's called the Juice. Big spinnakers up. They're coming up the bay. It's pretty exciting.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Well, I can imagine it is. I'm just a little jazzed.
Have you been out in the open ocean?
No.
You haven't?
No.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
Hi, I'm a Baltimore guy. I'm right here. This is big time. You guys don't know about this? Like, the whole nation is looking at us now because it's Volvo Ocean Race.
Poor Baltimore.
No, the whole nation. They're coming down to Annapolis next week.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
I'm just hanging up on you now. Listen, I love Baltimore. I'm so glad to be on in Baltimore. But that guy is the problem with Baltimore. Mm-hmm. They got some stupid boats with some stupid race that no one cares about going to the Inner Harbor, and immediately the guy thinks the world is looking at Baltimore.
Yeah, it's not happening. No.
Got news for you.
It's not happening.
It ain't.
In order for the world to look at Baltimore, you got to get the Birds in another World Series.
Yeah, or the Ravens to win another Super Bowl.
Or the Ravens to win another Super Bowl like they looked at the Ravens when that's what puts Baltimore on the map.
Right. Right. But I know, listen, for once, a distraction from the syphilis. I understand. take your mind off the gonorrhea.
Yeah, I mean, when you, hold that title as VD Capital of the World, you need something, besides the annual frog hop to take your mind off it.
So listen, Mike, we did not today receive our jingle.
Oh, no.
The Don
Patrick Bateman jingle?
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman jingle.
Well, why not?
When do we get it? Tomorrow, Rob?
There's a chance we'll have it for tomorrow's show.
All right, it's supposed to sound...
Fine, great.
Something like this one. Don Geronimo and Mike. tempted to go Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Well, I just want that cool, clear sheen of professionalism to surround the show.
The Don and Pat show.
You guys are always late to the party.
So I got a package today from the jingle company, Jam.
Jam Jingles.
But as it turns out, they sent a note saying that they had sung the jingle,
right,
but they were going to mix it today.
Okay.
And we would get it tomorrow.
Right. Good.
They did, however, send a demo package.
Now, let's just have a big voice guy talking about jazz.
It's got one that you have to hear.
Okay, very good.
Okay, let me give you an example of what a radio station gets when they're thinking about buying jingles.
Oh, right. Good.
Okay, here you go.
Different. Something different.
There you go.
An unjingle package for the 90s.
Power up.
From Jam, a series of contemporary music beds designed to let your jocks talk in front of the music instead of over it. A way to have a musical identity without having to sing a note. Power Up was created for MS Broadcasting's top-rated Hot 97 in New York City and Power 106 Los Angeles.
So you get the idea.
Power Up your on-air talent with these unique production elements and stand back.
Power Up.
That's old.
Right.
The most music, Hot 97. You got Broadway Bill Lee, and I'm always making good on the guarantee of at least 50 minutes of music every hour.
Here
now we're set up to be hearing music from Lisa Lisa and called Jam. Got Rick Astley and whatever else you want to ask me on that toll-free hotline of mine. Now get into this. It's Hot 97.
All right, so that's a demo.
Right, of course.
Now I got a demo I want to play for you.
Okay.
Well, first, let me see who's on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hey, Jay.
Oh, it's Don and Mike.
Yes, both of us.
We're both here.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'll be listening to y'all on the radio while I'm on my truck, man. I just think y'all real funny.
Thank you, Jay.
Y'all got cool for some white dudes.
Yeah, we're down with that.
Cool
yeah,
for some white dudes. Well, you know, the blacks are taking over Philadelphia.
We're pale, but we can wail.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, no, I'm in D.C.
In D.C., Chocolate City.
Very good.
Amen, Chocolate City. Love D.C.
We should hook up, man, get us a fifth of Hennessy or something.
Word.
Find some females.
Word to your mother.
Word.
All right, peace. All
right, dog.
Peace out.
All right, dog.
Bye-bye.
Right on.
Okay, so... I got this thing that's got like 25 different.
Yeah, and I'm looking at you, you and your brother smirking here, and I just I want to make sure I.
You're gonna fall on the floor.
Okay.
When you hear the disc jockey.
Oh no.
Who's doing?
Oh no.
Who's doing the ad for
the
Jam, the endorsement for the Jam disc jockey radio station package called Warp Factor.
Very good.
Ooh.
This, I believe, is something from the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they still sell it today.
Here's what's happening at Z100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon from New York's hot rock and flame-throwing Z100. If you want to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
Right.
And that includes the jingles. They've got to be the best.
Yeah.
That's why Z100 relies on Jam.
Damn.
All right, now you have.
Is there more of him?
Yeah.
All right.
Now you have to know the background with this guy and me.
This guy.
You got to know that I goof on this guy because he's so Scott Shannon. He's
right.
So. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
Hi there. This is how it works.
Right now. Five flavors of Lifesavers.
Peppermint.
Winslow Green.
And traditional five flavor.
Now, he works at a station in New York, and he's worked in New York for about 15 years. I've been friends with the guy for a long time, and the guy, for a while, was my program director back at a radio station called WPGC.
Right.
In Washington, D.C. And of all the program directors I ever worked for, I swear to God, Scott Shannon was the best.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best because he said, boy, just do it.
Right.
And it would be balls out. This is back when I was a top 40 disc jockey.
Right.
But he would just say, just try different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just go. I don't give a freak what you do. He would sit across the hall in his office. He was the program director during my show, the 6 to 10 at night show. Mm-hmm. He would get drunk. And then, after my show, he and I would go out and drink and do drugs.
Oh, God.
And And there was no bigger influence.
You're not endorsing that lifestyle, though.
No, this is back in the go-go 80s.
Right, right.
Mike, this is back in the go-go 70s.
The go-go 70s.
The late 70s.
Right.
The drinking and the drugs don't have a lot to do with the story.
Okay.
The point is, when it comes to radio, the guy, even today, he's not evolved.
Right.
He still is his...
That's where he is right now.
His hee-haw brand of
it's
radio.
It's kind of like urban country. It's like the folksy down-home, but sophisticated, you know, just this... It's a jive thing.
But I love the guy. I love him. I love him because he gave me more creative freedom than any program director... When I was coming up the ladder, and he would party with me.
Right.
We would do stuff like, he's the best Scott Shannon story ever. Well, there's two. The two tops are the time that I bought a car.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Mazda Miata when they first came out. Shannon liked it so much, he bought the exact same car.
Right.
I had a blue one, and he had a red one. One day we were at the radio station on a Saturday doing some work. And somebody comes in and says, which one of you guys has the red Miata? Shannon says, that's me. Or I take it back. It was the RX-7.
Okay.
Shannon says, that's mine. And they say, you left your sunroof open. It is pouring rain.
Right.
Now, because he is so cool, Shannon says, I know it. And we're all looking at him like, what the hell? He said, I had a funky smell in the interior, and I purposely left the sunroof open so that the water would get in and would clean the interior of my car. All
right, so, lying through his teeth.
So that's Scott Shannon story number one.
Right.
The best one, though, is when every year there's this disc jockey, Robert Murphy, who would have Murphy in the Morning. He worked at Big Ways, WAYS in Charlotte. He would have a pig roast.
Mm-hmm.
And disc jockeys from around America would fly to Charlotte. We'd spend the weekend at this guy's house, just drinking and eating the whole time.
Right.
And he would actually have a giant pig roast.
Okay.
Well, one year I flew down to Scott Shannon. We got the rental car. We go to Murphy's house. It's great. Our flight is leaving Charlotte at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We're sitting out the back drinking beer and eating pork at like 1 o'clock. And I start saying to him, hey, we should get going. Don't worry about it, boy. You and me, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It gets to be 3:30. I say, man, we really got to go. 4 o'clock. Let's go. We get in the rental car. He drives 100 miles an hour to the airport. We arrive at the Charlotte airport at 4:50. We pull in front of the United Gate or whatever the airline is that we're taking. Now, it's a rental car that we're driving.
Right.
On the way to the airport, I say to him, that's where you return the car. You got to turn there. And he says, we're going to miss the plane if we return the car. I said, we have to return the car.
Right.
He says, no, we don't. I do this all the time.
Oh, God.
We pull up in front of where you get out, like that, where the red cabs are and stuff.
Sure.
He leaves the engine running, and he locks the door.
Oh, my God.
And as we are walking away, some guy says, excuse me, you can't leave your car there. And he says, yes, I can. I got a plane to catch. And we leave. We go and we get on the airplane.
Wouldn't happen today, but it happened in those days.
Yeah, and I said to him at that point, I said, you just left the car out there running, and you locked the doors. He said, yeah, they'll charge my credit card. That's how Scott Shannon dealt with...
That's how they did it.
...situation.
Oh, my God.
It was just... You just park the car, leave it running, and get out and go and get on the airplane. And anyway, now the guy works at the station in New York, and he's just... That's why I enjoy laughing at him so much, is that
right.
Over the years, he's, you know, God bless him, he's not evolved. He's had about, I guess, 6 or 7 plastic surgeries.
How old would he be now?
Shannon, really?
Seriously.
I'm 42. He's got to be at least 60.
60 years
at
old.
At least. And I'm being generous, though.
Right, right, sure.
At least 60. At least 60. And when we go up to New York, Rob and I laugh constantly
at Shannon.
At the stuff that Shannon does on his show.
Because of the whole way that he hasn't evolved.
His delivery. Yeah,
right. So this is, anyway, this is him on the Jingle Package demo. Here we go.
Here's what's happening at Z100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon from New York's hot rockin' flame-throwing Z100. You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right. And that includes the jingles. They've got to be the best. That's why Z100 relies on jam.
Jam. The Z100.
Here he comes again.
Our new Warp Factor package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot. Whether we need a shotgun logo.
Z100.
Something crazy for the Z100 Morning Zoo.
So bad.
A weather bed. Jam has it covered in Warp Factor. And so can you.
Right now.
Safe delivery.
Now, is he on anymore on this, or is that, he just do the intro a little bit more?
Right now, this is Scott Shannon. The jingles have to be the best.
Who's beeping the car horn?
With $5,000 in the glove box.
Right now.
Peppo Mint.
Flavo Mint.
And traditional five flavors.
Here's what's happening at Z100.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon.
Hi.
From New York's hot rockin' flame-throwing Z100.
Right on.
You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
Right.
And that includes the jingles.
Jingles.
They've got to be the best.
Z100. The best.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
I'm an animatronic dummy. My face is 95% plastic.
New Warp Factor package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot. Whether we need a shotgun logo.
Logo.
Shotgun logo.
Something crazy.
Something crazy for the Z100 Morning Zoo.
Or a good weather bed.
4 score and 7 years
weather
ago.
Bed.
That cracks me up, man.
I've been on radio a long time. Jam has it covered in Warp Factor. And so can you.
There he is.
Oh, great. And that's the way he sounds on his morning show.
Yeah. That's the way he sounds today.
72.
That's how he sounds today on his morning show. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks.
I'm calling because I heard you say you said you were 42.
Yeah, honey.
I thought you were 43.
You are 43.
I was born in 1958.
I thought you were 40. I thought you were 43.
58? 60.
Yeah, I'll be 43. 40, I'll be 43 in June, and then you'll be 44 in September.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. I was born in 58. 68, 78, 88, 98. That's 40.
And we're in
2000. 2001, 2000. You're right, I'm 43. You're right, I'll be 44 this year.
You're not going to start doing that, are you now?
I wasn't doing that on purpose.
I know you weren't, but it could be construed that way.
Yeah, keep up with you, because we're really close in age. 5 months.
I'm sorry, I'm not playing that game.
I'm 38.
I would say, yeah, how old are you? Christ, well, now you know what? That's a bummer. Because I really have thought.
I thought you were 42?
I thought I was 42.
Oh, my God.
And you know what that means? That means that I've just realized that on my next birthday, I'm really going to be 2 years older.
Right.
Because I've thought
that you were 42.
42.
Right.
Yeah. Christ, I'm almost 44.
You know, you can sell it, though. I've been working with you a long time. You can still almost convince me that I'm not the age I am. You know, you were looking at me and said, no. Oh, that's right, because I'm 42.
Man. God damn.
Right.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Try looking at what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Yeah. 42.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
Try going into your local bop bar when you're 42. Hi, ladies.
I got you.
Hello, Grandpa.
Let's clear them out now. Clear out the lines right now, and you be the 100th hot rockin' caller.
Right now.
Here's what's happening at the 100.
Shotgun logo. From New York's hot rockin' flame-throwing Z100. You know, to make a station a winner, everything's got to be just right.
That's right.
And that includes the jingle.
The jingle.
It's got to be the best.
The best.
That's why Z100 relies on jam.
Jam. Shotgun logo.
He loved that. You know, he waited to say that.
Shotgun logo. The package is the best yet. It's got the energy and excitement we need to keep us sounding hot. Whether we need a shotgun logo,
Z100.
Crazy for the Z morning zoo.
Crazy for the Z100 morning zoo.
I've broken my hip. Or a great weather band.
A weather band. I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Lines out. Get a call 100. Don is 43. He thinks he's 42. Z100.
Oh, my God.
And you be the 100th caller now, and you'll get a chance to win $40,000 with the celebrity firm.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
A stellar job today, I might add.
Providing a daily four-hour radio stink face. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike, yes, you're on the air.
Hello. Oh, you thought it was going to go longer, didn't you?
Yeah, I was ready. Wait to the last possible second.
Time for a call number.
I'm ready right now.
Call number 100. Hello.
I was ready when you hit the shotgun logo.
Hello. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. We're calling. Hello.
Are you there, caller?
Pick up the phone right now.
Come on now. We got a great prize.
Shotgun logo.
Shotgun logo. Something crazy for the morning zoo.
We got a problem with that. All right, I'm sorry, New York lines are down. Let's go to the D.C. lines. Hello. National lines, I guess. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
Jason.
Hi, Jason. Where are you from?
Fairfax.
All right, Jason, here you go. You've won the Blockbuster Prize Pack, the DVD copy of Spy Game.
Great.
Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. Spy Game available for rent now at Blockbuster. Make it a Blockbuster night. Now, the secret celebrity burp.
That really is, it's practically inaudible.
Mike, here's a free listen. Listen to this.
Great.
That's the burp.
My God, it could be someone stepping on a small insect.
That's the burp. And I'm going to give you a hint.
Already?
Oh, good.
Even though
way to go.
It's $40,000 on the line.
Boy, you're really, really
wow.
Being daring, giving a hint for $40,000.
A beautiful person.
Okay.
A beautiful Rob. Do you not agree?
I do. I just think it's funny you're giving clues so early.
A beautiful person.
I got it.
For $40,000, please don't answer until Mike sings like...
This time, Robert Goulet.
Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There. There it is. You know, they're not happy when I offer up these wild amounts of money. Eventually, the jackpot's going to have to work its way back down towards the $100 range.
And the odds are in my favor. Yeah!
Right. That's right.
Very nice.
Here you go. For $40,000.
The beautiful and talented B. Arthur.
You do not know. How close?
Oh, we're sorry.
I swear you do not know how close you came. I swear.
You know what's weird? What's very weird?
What?
Is that was the name that was in my head also.
It's not B. Arthur.
I had one other, but I thought B was beautiful, more beautiful.
There you go.
Boy, so you're saying, did you have a little pucker factor there?
Did I have?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Wow.
Did you hear the guess, Rob?
I did.
Way to go, Callie.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Now, sir, don't forget.
Oh, we're sorry.
They might be toying with us.
Or it could be a clue for me.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a clue for you, and I said, I swear.
Well, beautiful person.
That is also a fact. Beautiful person. And B. Arthur was a pretty good guess. Thank you, and hold on a second. Now let's get to, very quickly, our computer email. Well, I'll make sure we have lots of time for Bugs' news and comments today. So let's hear what you have been writing to us today. On Don and Mike, Don and Mike at
Verizon-UC.com.
Thank you, bud.
That's it.
And are we ready, Robbie?
Ready to go.
Let's hear what you've been writing to us on the emails today.
Hold email message. Hey, Buzz, how is today's channel doing? Hold email message.
Jumble, I think.
Good one,
from Paul Michael. Computer dating results. Hello, Mike. First, let me say thank you for choosing Lowered Expectations Computer Dating Service. I am happy to announce the results I have computed for you.
Oh, no.
My supercomputer brain has decided that the following women would be an excellent choice
for
your next wife.
Here we go.
Shall we choose a date?
Okay.
Let's begin.
God.
Number one. Fatal error. They say computers cannot...
Fatal error.
Oh, fatal error.
But this computation is making me want to cry. I'm sorry, I must terminate my own hard drive.
Oh, that's a shame.
The humanity.
Oh, dear, I...
Email message.
I melted the computer.
From any quote. Radio gods. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? His war games. $2 Old email message. From S-A-C-C-O-P-I-Z-Z-A. Why? Do. You. Not. Read. My. E. Mail. On. The. Air. I. William. Chatner. M. Greatly heard. Why do you. F and me. You digs.
That's what I was doing.
The
Jim, there we go, Jim.
That
is really
old email message from Parnell Bradley. Slamball? I'm over here now. Slamball. You're an idiot.
Okay.
Old email message.
Thank you.
From Michael Lesnar. Teddy KGB. Mother is hurt. This son of bitch. All night long. He check. No more. What do you mean no more? Are you sure you don't want to keep playing Teddy? Because I could bust you up all night. Yet. He beat me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
That's beautiful. That's from Round.
That was well done.
Well done. Love that
email
one.
Message. Dud. Joey. Dud. Can you see if your mom can get my regarding suitmate to Dennis Phillips? Dud. Because if I can get into a Broadway show, Dud, then I would have done it all. Dud. Movies, television, and theater.
This is the tape from Joey that we play a friend. Right. He's just put duh in between all the words.
Dud.
Joey.
The only thing left would be radio. Dud. And that's just for ugly people. Dud. Old email message. From Jeff Townsend. A storybook. Situation. He is about 330 from the hole. He has a six iron. He shoots. Oh. It's in the hole. It's in the hole. Holy cow. I can't believe it. Buzz. Mike. Lisa are going crazy. I'll rob. Don says, I won because of my putt-turd. Putt-turd, I hardly knew her. Old email message. From Diego Resendez. Bing bong. Traffic and weather to get her.
That was bing bong. Traffic and weather together.
Old email message. From Denise. Don and Mike make me feel funny down there. We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand. It'll be all right. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the end.
Pat Benatar.
Old email message from JCORASLEE. Sam Huss. Hi, Don and Mike. This is Sam Huff. I was in a car accident, and now I must speed through this machine. Needless to say, I ended up on the short end of the stick.
Oh, no.
Old email message.
Okay.
From Pet 516, the name game. The name game. Shirley. 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 Oh, Burley. Banana. Banana. Mose. Shirley's. Fees. Fies. Moan early. Shirley's. Are we having fun yet?
Computer's going a little crazy.
One more. One
from Alan Donna's. Sing along. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food. When up through the ground came a bubble and crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas teas. Well, the first thing you know, all Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. They said, California is the place you have to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pool. Moody star.
There are no more messages.
Oh, great job.
All right, yeah.
Boy, that's a strong finish on that one today.
You guys crack our asses up with that.
Everybody's getting the hang of it.
That's the new toy we're not sick of.
Oh, that's funny.
That's courtesy of Verizon Unified Communications. Are you unified? To find out more, call 877-572-UNIFY. You can write us anytime. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
Wonderful.
Love it. Love it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Right there.
That's me. He made it up.
There he is, Mr. Chicago. Buzz, what is the lead story today?
A plane hits a skyscraper in Italy. An update up next.
Mamma mia.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional, eh?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They broadcast wrong time, dude. Don, dude, and Mike, dude.
All right, let's get over to Goldilocks. Kearney, radio boy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. It was apparently not a terrorist attack, but it brought back a very bad feeling today when a plane slammed into a skyscraper in Italy. At least 3 people are dead, at least 30 are injured, after a single-engine plane crashed into the 25th floor of a 30-floor government building in Milan.
Mamma mia.
The pilot reportedly radioed an SOS.
Spicy meatball.
Just before the crash, he was the only person on board the plane. It was an eerily familiar sight to see holes in the side of a tall building with smoke pouring out.
Mamma mia.
Sportscasters Marv Albert and Mike...
Baby got some diarrhea. Mamma mia, papa mia. Baby got the bad diarrhea.
And that's like when you're a kid.
Mamma mia, papa pia, baby got a diarrhea. Milk.
Lemonade. Around the corner.
Fudge is made.
Sportscasters Marv Albert and Mike Fratello are listed in stable condition after a car crash in New Jersey.
Oh, dear.
Police say their limo hit a delivery truck that had broken down along a highway in Hamilton Township early this morning.
Yes.
Both men are being examined at a hospital in Trenton.
No!
The injuries are said to be minor. They both have cuts on their faces, and Marv has a concussion.
They were having gay sex.
The limo driver has a broken pelvic bone. The two men in the donut delivery truck were unhurt.
Said they had bites on their back.
I realize this news may come too late for some. A Texas company is recalling some of its breakfast sandwiches. If it's not too late, take them back to the store. Your Bob Evans Snackwiches ham and cheese bagels and your Owens Snackwiches sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits.
Oh, my king, close to home.
Oh, my God. I mean, why don't you just take me out and shoot me right now?
We may have to.
Right now.
Health officials discovered the sandwiches are contaminated with the potentially deadly bacteria known as Listeria.
They're fine.
The food poisoning can, at the very least, cause fever, headaches, and nausea.
I leave them out on the counter.
There you go. Breakfast!
So far, no one's reported being sick. And as Don mentioned earlier, a Long Island woman is suing Dunkin' Donuts for $20 million.
Right.
Says she bit into a Boston cream last summer that contained a hypodermic needle.
Ow!
34-year-old says that when she bit into the donut, the needle, quote, pierced halfway through her cheek. She went right to a hospital, but doctors told her they can't rule out HIV or hepatitis C and that she'll have to be tested again in 6 months.
She's just upset about a little prick.
Yeah. So worried about it.
That's like me when I get mad at Jeremy Coleman.
Breakfast?
Just upset a little prick.
There you go. Oh, my. She's so worried about the puncture, she says she lost her job and has been forced to postpone her wedding. The donut company has no immediate comment.
Oh, man.
The feds.
You got any more food stories?
I think that's it for food.
Oh. Okay. All right.
This is not the best breakfast sandwich I've ever tasted.
Actually, keep it handy. There may be another one later.
Oh, wonderful.
But right now, the feds are trying to figure out who taped a picture of Osama bin Laden inside an overhead bin on an airliner. The plane was in McAllen, Texas, preparing for takeoff when the photo was found. The passengers were ordered off the plane, and the terminal was closed while everything and everyone was searched again. An airport supervisor says the blue tape used to hang the picture is the same tape used by the crew that cleans the plane's carpeting.
Get off the plane! Now, move away! I have to have my breakfast sandwich! Thank you!
One of Ozzy Osbourne's dogs is missing.
Oh, no.
Which one?
Well, the Pippi, the little black Pomeranian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, somebody apparently dog-napped it, the black Pomeranian. 6 million people have seen on the show.
Mamma mia.
Dog's been gone about a month, and Ozzy's wife, Sharon, suspects foul play. She says there's a reward for the safe return of this beloved member of the family.
Papa Pia.
Baby got a diarrhea.
What, are you going to call the Aussie now? Or?
No, I'm trying to call Sharon. My Sharon.
Your Sharon.
My Sharon.
See if she's seen the dog. Make sure your dogs are all there.
No, my wife loves the Osborne dogs.
Oh, she likes Pippi?
As much as she loves our dogs.
Right, they're very cute dogs.
She loves the fact...
Even when that bulldog is squatting.
Very messy dogs.
She loves the fact that the Osborne dogs run the house.
But they do.
Much like our dogs do. Isn't that right? Right.
They're so cute, you like to feed them a little Bob Evans breakfast sandwich.
And then some cheese.
Some delicious cheese on top of
that. Oh, no, forget. Yeah, I know she's a piano lover.
Mama mia.
Papa Pia.
Baby got it there. Who has more vehicles than the world's biggest car rental company? The federal government. Mm-hmm. A new report says there are more than 602,000 government-owned or leased vehicles for a workforce of just over 1.5 million. The Energy Department has about 15,000 full-time employees and more than 16,000 cars. The department says that's misleading, and some of its cars are used by contractors.
Cars?
The Agriculture Department has a vehicle for nearly half its employees. The Pentagon has one for nearly every 4 workers, and that does not count military vehicles. The White House says significant reductions may be in order.
Wow.
Hey, Ron. They'll be selling those cars.
Yes, they will.
There you go.
Pricey.
Mm-hmm. Police in Maine are still looking for the owner of a sex doll they found in the woods earlier this week. When the When the doll was first discovered, it was thought to be a murder victim with its hands tied and its head missing.
I'm going to take my love doll out. Tie your hands, chop off your head.
But police say this was no ordinary love doll. They say this one was custom made. And
I'm sorry, Rob. Somebody just came in my ear.
Cost around $6,000, this doll.
Carrie, I want it.
Police are a little nervous about the case and what it might mean. Quoting the chief, somebody did this for our benefit. Quoting a profiler, I think you're going to find some ugly domestic thing at the end of this. At best, police think the doll may have been murdered by a woman who was jealous of it.
Yeah. You murder a doll.
And well, surrounding the doll,
figuratively speaking,
were wrappers from Bob Evans' breakfast sandwich.
There you go. And Arizona, I know you love the... Oh, we have to break?
Yeah, we
have. All right, let's do that.
Yeah, we have to break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
For more love, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the guy who won our Where Are You Listening show is here.
Oh, wonderful, with his medical weight.
Yeah, I'll bring him in to say hi. And while we're waiting for that, let me just, I got something I want to ad-lib.
Okay.
Chantilly. This is Radio's Don Geronimo reminding you my favorite band, Crap, starring Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
We'll be live at Sully's in Chantilly, Virginia, this Saturday night. Get out to Sully's. Find out why I've invested thousands of my own dollars in this band.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, Mike.
And thank you for your money as well.
And here now is the winner of the Where Are You Listening to the Show contest.
My God, look at that. You got your biohazard stuff, too.
Really? And he is the guy who delivers AIDS.
Wow.
And delivers cancer.
My God.
And your name is?
Tom Giddings.
And Tom, I understand that you brought your...
Yeah, I brought you the box so you can take a look at
the biohazard box.
Hopefully there's nothing in there, though. Right?
No, I didn't bring a specimen.
I guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank.
All right, you want to do the doorbell thing? I'll play the doorbell and just...
Okay. Sure.
You want to try that? Here you go, here you go.
All right, it's alert delivery. I got your ace for you.
That's why he came in.
And tell us what happened when your boss heard you on the radio.
Well, I went back into the office and... He said that there were several drivers that had called and were laughing. And
right.
We're like, oh, my God, that was Tommy on the radio. So
good.
I told him, I was like, get down here to the radio. He's like, hey, man, you got the rest of the day off.
There, yeah, now that's right. A good boss.
Good boss.
So you got, give him a plug?
You won, yeah, give him a plug, yeah.
Alert Delivery Service out of Rockville, 301-948-5050.
Now, is that all you deliver is the medical stuff, or do you deliver anything?
We specialize in medical equipment.
Okay.
But we also deal with lawyers, mortgages.
All right.
Things like that that have to be there immediately.
Oh, very good. All right, so your courier service that takes care of that.
There's your plug. Nice meeting you. Thank you for listening.
Nice you.
Fantastic.
Let's do the doorbell one more time.
One more time.
Alert delivery. Anyone order some AIDS?
Okay, thank you. All right, get out of here with your AIDS.
Right, get out of here.
Thank you.
There you go.
Nice meeting you, Tom.
Nice meeting you, man. Take care.
Alert
delivery. Hey, he gets the money and he gets the day off. That's pretty cool.
Guys.
Yeah, all right. He's a happy man.
Okay, here's Buzz.
He got the joke. An Arizona college student, I know you're fascinated by these stories, an Arizona college student gave birth in her dorm room last week and didn't even know she had been pregnant. Tanya Hernandez is not slow-witted. Doctors had told her she could never have children.
Yeah, but come on.
She says she got severe...
Not slow-witted?
Severe stomach cramps the day of the birth, and that the pain stopped when a baby's head appeared.
Okay, not slow-witted at all, though.
She and a girlfriend washed some scissors, cut and tied the umbilical cord...
Ate a chocolate pie...
Put the baby in a towel and the placenta in a bag. Then they went to a local... Then they called Alert Delivery. Then they went to a local hospital...
Yeah.
Where mother and daughter were pronounced healthy. Quoting the new mother, in the past month, my clothes were a little tighter, but I just thought I'd put on a little weight.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Do I have to go to the bathroom? There's a head on that.
It's a baby's head.
Who ordered the AIDS?
Alert the memory. The baby's here.
A Pennsylvania man's in trouble with the law for the secret videotaping of his own family. Police say Don Barto of Beaver County did this for 8 years with a hidden camera unbeknownst to the rest of his family. They say he taped his wife and kids undressing and going to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
He even allegedly had the camera at crotch level to shoot them getting in and out of the car in the garage.
Take him out and shoot him.
And police say he got some shocking tape out of the project, including his kids... having sex with each other.
Oh, my,
God.
Well, it was
runs in the family. Now in jail, unable to post the $50,000 bond.
Hold on. Let me see what this is. This is a call for you here, I think. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Rudy.
Yeah, I'm upset with Buzz Burbank.
What'd I do, Rudy? I'm sorry.
I always considered you an honorable newsman.
I try to be honorable.
Speak up, Rudy.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah, speak up.
You're an honorable newsman.
What I do?
All through your report, you're belching and farting, and next thing you're going to tell us is that Carrot Top flew that plane into the structure in Milan. And
that is just, I appreciate the effort.
I'm sorry, Rudy.
You're trying to bust his balls about the whole Carrot Top thing.
That's true. I had some bad breakfast sandwiches. Sorry.
So you're down to 50 seconds and counting.
All right. In sports, the Milwaukee Brewers have fired manager Davey Lopes after a slow start to the season.
Where's it Lopes?
It's Lopes in this case.
Sorry, my apologies.
The Brewers are 3-12 so far. They're their worst start ever. No official replacement yet. And finally, crooks are still stupid. Ones addicted to porn are just as bright. Dateline Brevard County, Florida. A man broke into a convenience store after hours and stole 5 porno magazines. He got in through the roof. He tried to get out by busting his way through the glass door. He couldn't, so he went back out through the roof. All he had to do to get out was turn the lock on the door. And he won't get away with it because police have his face clearly on the surveillance video. The man was last seen in an old pickup truck
having a breakfast sandwich
headed down a dead-end road. I'm Buzz Burbank, excuse me, on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. New York, WNEW. We will see you tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
And they are.
clean.
That's beautiful.
Cleanly
beautiful
done.
Mamma
mia.
Very nice.
Papa Pia. Baby got the diarrhea.
Welcome to grade school.
Hey, what'd you do with my tape? Put my tape away?
Wait,
the one that was right there?
Don't we have a little extra time for a few more Tim McWilliams burps?
Yeah, I think we do. Rob already put it away.
Oh, he's so thrifty.
I just had it right there. It was right there.
There it is.
I hate clutter.
I know you do.
Sorry, you know. Hello.
Alert delivery.
AIDS? Who ordered AIDS? Who ordered AIDS? General Chow's AIDS.
Oh, God.
Who ordered Szechuan AIDS?
Just look for the bright orange container.
There you go. All right. We got to go. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, I know. I know it. All right, everybody. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode.
Sorry.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.